Hit music at night.
The hit list.
The album Wildfire out now. And I always like to ask people nowadays that if your album had like a serving suggestion, you know, like food has serving suggestions. Like if you buy like a little ready meal, it'll be like have like roast potatoes or something alongside of that. For your album, what would be the serving suggestion? Like where should you listen to it? Who should you listen to it with? When should you listen to it?
Oh, that's really cute. Okay. All right. This is really great. You should get, if you're a girl, you should get your best friends together. You guys should go for a drive in your car, and you should have a really good talk, like heart to heart, about your feelings before. One of those talks where you're honest with each other about, you know, what's really going on. Not like the talks where like, oh, everything's perfect, but the talks where you're like, yeah, this is hard, this is hurting. And then put on my album and work through those feelings and feel good and celebrate life and celebrate love and feel empowered.
I read somewhere, because you played Bush Hall in London, didn't you, the other night?
Yeah.
I read somewhere, was that your first gig outside of the US?
Ever.
Apart from,
it was so incredible. Yeah, it was sold out and everyone was screaming my lyrics back at me. I was so shocked.
Yeah, because there was videos all over Facebook, like, all over my Twitter.
All over your Twitter, really?
Yeah, all over my Twitter as well.
There were so many videos. They were so cute.
Yeah, what's the biggest difference then? Obviously, now that you've had your first gig outside of the US, the biggest difference that you found between US and UK gigs?
You know, I felt so much love from these fans, and it was shocking to me because it's not like I've been here building a fan base, which I've been doing in the States for over 10 years. I've went to many of these cities over a dozen times, and I just felt an immediate, no holds barred love, where people were just eager to embrace the music and celebrate it. And I've heard before that that was the case from European shows and London shows, and to experience it was something else. It was really special.
So the UK fans made a good impression.
The UK fans made such an incredible impression. I read some tweets and they were like, you guys, we really have to like do a good job making an impression so she comes back. So cute.
But then that's the sort of conversation you'd have like that you're not meant to hear. But I suppose with Twitter you can have these conversations now that I suppose they're like, guys, we need to be really good. But then you know that they're trying to do it deliberately.
I know. I'm like, I'm very aware.
It's like you're sneaking in, but they don't realise that you're sneaking into the tweets.
Yeah, I'm like so stalky.
Do you do that with some of your fans' Twitters? Do you sometimes just have like a little bit of a stalk through?
Totally. Oh my God, of course. Because they write the cutest things to me and then I'm like, who is this person? Let me go see what's going on in their life.
That's really interesting. Because people always think that doesn't happen. But I suppose
if
I was in your situation, I'd always look.
Especially when they compliment me.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a compliment?
Exactly. But you're not just playing your own gigs though. I remember seeing a few months ago coming out as Taylor Swift's special guest.
Yeah, that was a really special night.
That must have been insane. Like, how did that happen?
I met her a week prior, and we met backstage, and she told me that she was a fan of the song, which was shocking to me. I couldn't believe that she knew it. And a couple days later, she texted me and asked if I'd like to sing and join her on stage. It was so crazy.
How does Taylor Swift ask you to join her on stage? What's her persona like?
Well, she's very cool. You know, I think what people might not know is how funny she is. She's super funny. And I think she was like, oh, hey, by the way, you want to join me on stage Saturday? And I was like, oh, hey, yes, that would be a yes.
Did you leave it like 10 minutes so you didn't like seem, you know, how you don't like, instantly reply?
I didn't leave any time. With like all caps in case you didn't mind. I was like a nerdy girl responding to a guy's text that I've been waiting for. I was like, I would love to go out with you.
KMFM. The hit list.
We decided to do something different, new feature that we're going to incorporate in new interviews, and it's called fan voicemail, which we set up yesterday. So what we did is the whole idea is that we say that we're talking to somebody, we put it out to like all of the sort of fan clubs and stuff, and we're like, if you record us an audio message and send it to us, we'll pick a few that we can and try and get them over to Rachel.
No way.
So we did something called fan voicemail. So it's a few questions from fans who I've reached out to like fan clubs and stuff. So can we dip into the first ever hit list fan voicemail?
I love this idea. Yes, I love that you guys did this.
Okay, your first one comes from Kylie.
Hi Rachel, it's Kylie on Twitter, and I just wanted to say congratulations on your sold out show in London the other night. And my question is, how does it feel to have all your UK fans singing your songs back to you when you're performing? And would you ever do a UK tour? Because I really want to come. Thanks, bye.
Wait, this is the best idea you've ever had at your station.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Kylie, you are the cutest person ever. I so wish that we were actually on the phone right now so I could reciprocate all of that love that I just felt in your voicemail. I had the most incredible time. You guys blew me away. I can't believe that you knew every word That was insane. I think you could tell from my dorky smile that every critic that came to the show has commented on that I was blown away by you guys. And yes, 1000%, I am hoping to do UK tour and I'm going to really work on it.
Okay, your next one comes from Perry.
Okay.
Hi, Rachel. My name's Perry, and I was just wondering, what motivates you most when you feel down or you're having a bad day?
Oh my God, they're so cute. Hi, Perry. Oh, what motivates me most? I have done so much work over the past 10 years on quieting the mean voices in my head. It's kind of like, I feel like what got me here was making that negativity quieter than my heart, than the love that, you know, really is there. So I do a lot of meditation and I do a lot of journal writing and I do a lot of reflection to get myself out of that. And honestly, I often do charity. That kind of reminds me, I don't only have things that I'm trying to get, I have a lot to give too.
Probably the perfect answer. Right, we are running out of time for the first ever fan voicemail on the hit list, so I think we've got time for one more. So let's go to Sarah.
Hi, Rachel. I'm Sarah. I was just wondering, what's your favourite thing to eat when you go back home after tour?
Important question.
Hi, Sarah. That's a cute question. What's my favourite thing to eat? Well, there's a smoothie place near me. I have yet to find a place that is making the smoothies that I like here. So there's a smoothie place near me on the beach in Santa Monica that makes incredible smoothies. So I'm going to go and get one with like all these healthy ingredients that promise impossible things and cost a fortune.
Hit music at night.
The Hit List.